Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to Senator Kristen Dossler-Alfheim of the 18th State Senate District here in Wisconsin. She has really been on top of and has been trying to bring into our collective consciousness the scale and scope of this problem. It is a sort of slow-moving catastrophe that we're looking at right now. There is something that can be done about it, and it's not for the MAGA party to say, hey, everybody that's about to lose health insurance, just wait a little while. I'm sure we'll be coming up with a plan soon. They've had the 4 years in Trump 1.0. They've had the 5.5 years since Trump 1.0 to come up with whatever they think should replace the Affordable Care Act, and we have everyone together now. Nothing from the MAGA party about how they propose to solve the healthcare problems. Truly sad. We got Jack from Merrimack on the line. Jack, thanks for being with us on this Sound Off Monday. What you got for us?
Well, I have a suggestion for dealing with the healthcare situation. It won't be an immediate help, but you know, this might take a minute or two to explain. We obviously, I think, need to expand Medicare somehow. And how are we going to finance that? Well, we can start gradually over time transferring the money paid for all those who have company-paid medical benefits to Medicare and just continuing the benefits with Medicare. And it should be cheaper since Medicare has about a 2% administrative cost compared with 20% insurance companies. next, take that extra 18% and insure a few more people with it, starting at the Medicare age limit and going on down. And then enact reasonable price controls for pharmaceuticals. I believe that was done with insulin. And also make it unlawful for these big companies to buy up current old school pharmaceuticals and just jack up the prices like the several hundred increase that happened with the EpiPen. And that should make even more money available. And finally, with most of our medical insurance in the hands of one major and pretty successful and cost-effective agency, have Medicare continue to negotiate prices just like all the other insurance companies, but with increased bargaining power. Now, we already pay twice as much per person as any other country in the world for medical costs. Statistically, we have not got better outcomes than many many of our statistics are worse than some of these countries. And this might reduce the cost so there's even enough money to cover everybody. So as an economist, what do you think of the idea? That's the question.
Yeah, Jack, thanks so much for this. What you're talking about is really the concept of a single-payer health insurance program. Not necessarily single provider, but a single payer. And what you're talking about is, in effect, getting to where the ACA has been trying to fill a gap, right? But the gap that it's trying to fill, meaning people that do not obtain health insurance through their employers, whether they are disabled and you have Medicaid, whether they're at or beyond retirement age, you've got Medicare plus the ACA, they're a small business owner, they're a gig worker, they're a full-time caregiver. This is all gap filling for the application of a for-profit business model in something that has never worked well as a for-profit business model, and that is healthcare. The reality of the matter is every single American, every single human being demands healthcare at unequal, very divergent points of time in your life. As you're younger, when you're quite young, right, when you're being born and for the first few years of your life, you need more health insurance, right? More health care, I would say. As you get into your, if you're fortunate enough to not have health issues, that middle part of your life, you know, absent broken bones or some statistically less likely phenomena, you're not going to need as much health care. But we all then need extraordinary amounts of health care as we age and we end up with chronic conditions. Yeah, those pesky pre-existing conditions. So health care is something that is universally demanded albeit at very different demand levels and risk levels throughout your entire life. Applying a for-profit business model on top of what is universally needed is a sure way to lock in all kinds of bad incentives. And that includes what is, in effect, blind pricing decisions. You know, part of what the Biden administration attempted to do was require a lot more transparency. But the prevailing sentiment for nearly every person that I've ever seen try to negotiate or deal with health insurance companies is you get a shocking bill. Wait a minute, why isn't this covered? What pre-approval process? Why is this one drug so expensive, but I need it to live? This model fails Americans, and it's why every single other peer country in the world has moved away from for-profit healthcare provision, because that doesn't work. And Republicans' failure, their general disposition that, like, the government is the root of all evil, yeah, except when you need things like clean air, clean water, I don't know, a national defense, garbage pickup, snow removal, you know, these big, big things that we all need. And it is in this knee-jerk presumption that government can never do anything well and that the private market solves all things. Well, the private for-profit capitalist model of healthcare has failed us all. Nobody likes it. Nobody wants it. And yet, what do we have from the MAGA wing? Crickets when it comes to what the actual plan is. We are talking about a way to ensure that all of us who universally need healthcare can universally get it. It becomes cheaper for all of us to do so. We're going to continue with the day's headlines. Got to talk about Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Big announcement today. I've got that and other headlines coming up next. Don't go anywhere.